years, and then you want to stay in Budapest, so you're already flying out. Well, this was a short stay, a long way. Another guest coming tomorrow, also from Australia.
Shrimati.
You know Shrimati? I don't think so. Maybe you're still young. Left England for Australia. I sent a message telling you that I wouldn't be back until the 20th, yeah, that I was in the Ukraine. And then I came straight here, and then from here I went straight to the doctors. Mother in the hospital again for the second time in 3 days. It was like past midnight before I managed to get in touch with her. So I had to stay up real late. One of the symptoms of Kali Yuga must also be hospitals as being undignified, unrefined places to be treated and to die. In London, and he had a little incident, and they took him to Watford General, and the doctor was a very nice doctor. He wanted to keep Prabhupada in, and yet we said Prabhupada shouldn't be traveling, and that he wanted to, he needed treatment. Atamakrishna said that Prabhupada doesn't. He knows that he's leaving this world, but he wants to be able to die with dignity, and he doesn't want to die in the hospital. And the doctor understood that. Actually came to visit Prabhupada the next day, the man. Hospitals don't allow you to keep your dignity. I had experience. You dealt with like a just on a conveyor belt, really. And they always want to keep experimenting and so on, and keep you alive as long as possible. Which sometimes is very unpleasant. Yeah. And you take a kitchen daughter. Krishnananda. You speak English? Okay, we'll wait until he comes. Somewhere you've got to be facing the direction that you're going in. You can't be facing in the opposite direction. So if you're in denial about the fact that you're dying, then you're facing, trying to face continuing this life and family and other things like that. Whereas if you accept the fact, yes, now it's time to go, then you face in the other direction. Which is hopefully where Krishna's waiting, or at least a better situation is waiting. Krishnananda, you know, I was just yesterday, I was looking for some official papers in my safe. You can just translate that to him. I was looking for for some my citizenship card, Canadian citizenship card. And then I found this letter that he wrote way back in April. So then I read it. Up to now, I haven't seen it.
Was it my letter?
His letter. Oh, okay. Your letter.
Yeah.
But I told Krishnananda Prabhu that, for many years I have made the arrangement in Russia that I would not accept Russian devotees as disciples. Because it's too far away, I won't go there. Or if I go there, it'll be very, very rarely. And I really feel that devotees should accept the Diksha Guru, people whom they hear from regularly and see regularly. I'm happy to be of service by being on when it comes on the conference, Skype conference, and answering any questions. And if he finds books inspiring, then I'm happy. I think it would be better if he looked for a Diksha Guru amongst the devotees who were there in Moscow. Krishnananda Prabhu, Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, or Chaitanya Chandra Charan, they're there. And then they can give him proper guidance. Regular
guidance.
Or other devotees who spend more time there, or a lot of time, I don't know, Niranjan Maharaj, how much time he spends there, at least he even speaks the language. Is that all right? Yeah, it was interesting to read his letter, sort of going through this search, Gopi Karanadana Prabhu, and ultimately Guru Krishna Prasadi fight with Krishna, lots will happen. But sometimes he makes a search exciting. But we should be patient. This beginning stage, but how we actually remain lifelong faithful disciples. Something that will be confirmed by devotees. That's something that will be confirmed by devotees. You shouldn't look for another Prabhupada, because that may take a very long time. But if you looking for someone who represents Prabhupada, then that's also as good, because then the same potency will come through. And because the original potency comes from Krishna. And if we represent Krishna, then even though someone's not as qualified, but still the potency will come through. That's Krishna's inconceivable ways. And Srila Prabhupada is there in his books, so in that way Prabhupada is available. In his books, in his mission, and he's there also in person. Have a very strong and meaningful direct relationship with Srila Prabhupada in the same way that you can have with Krishna. But that doesn't preclude accepting Prabhupada's representative as well. But that does not exclude accepting Prabhupada's representative.